Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Easley switches it in. The U.S. go up. What a goal from Carlos Bocanegra.
Boyd will try a long hit. What a goal from Lloyd. This is spectacular. It's hit with no regard for humanity. Is this the moment for Shaqiri? Yes, it is. Switzerland. And Shaqiri has scored in the 90th minute. That was worth the price of admission alone.
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome into Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, presented as always by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Big thank you to John and his firm. Man, I can't wait to talk soccer and football tonight. But first, we must say, it's a one-year anniversary for the Wheelhouse, and that includes the legendary producer, Andrew Carlson. So, big congratulations to the guys. That was a pretty quick year as far as I'm concerned. I don't know what you think, Andrew.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, Glenn. And when you're working with friends, it makes things significantly easier. And it's been a quick year, and hopefully there's more to come.
There will be more to come. We stream at ESPN975.com. As always, our show, again, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. It's DaspitLaw.com. Call a number tonight. And I do want to hear from you because we got a lot of really interesting topics. I'm going to throw some things out here. We got some LAFC tickets to give away, and I know some people are going to want to go to that because it's Carlos Vela and Gareth Bale and company, number one team in the league as well. Call-in number again, 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN. You can hit me up on Twitter at SoccerMattersGD. You cannot go to Glenn Davis Sock because Twitter has not gotten me back yet after being hacked. So I'm bummed out. Instagram at Glenn Davis Sock and at Soccer Matters GD. We got a lot of videos up there, including Jan Christensen of Danish Inspirations Modern Contemporary Furniture, who happened to be today at the FC Copenhagen. I'm trying to remember, who did they play? What was the name of the Turkish team? Trabzonspor, I think. Last I heard, it was 2-1. FC Copenhagen was winning its first of two legs, Champions League. Anyway, Jan was there. There's some really cool video of him in the park and stadium. Guest tonight on the show, we got a long interview, a two-part interview with Asher Mendelson, the technical director for the Houston Dynamo. We've got Marcelo Balboa, Colorado Rapids analyst, but you know him as a U.S. national team center back in the day with the Colorado Rapids as well. And then we'll post a bonus interview with Tom Stone, the women's coach at Texas Tech, who has a long time been in the business. But I want to hear from you, the football fan, here tonight on any subject. 713-780-3776 is the number. All right, so I want to give you a little bit of a teaser here with Asher Mendelson from the interview. Now, look, we cherry-picked this soundbite, but the reason I pulled this soundbite was simply because, you know, we are talking about 9 games to go for the Houston Dynamo. We're talking about limited points. In my opinion, this is all about people playing for contracts, trying to end on a positive note. We've been here. We've done this for a number of years consistently, right? So I pulled this from Asher, and there's a lot of good stuff in Asher's interview tonight. But I pulled this because this is simply about me wanting to get the take on players if they are, in fact, in these final 8 or 9 games. Can they do something to sway the mind of the technical director, the general manager, to remain in Houston under contract in the future? Here it is.
I mean, I think when we talk about accountability, I wouldn't limit it just to players. I would say, you know, anyone who's...
I mean, I'm focusing on the players right now.
I know you are. And I'm answering this and saying that I think we're all accountable. And, you know, I think we should all be feeling pressure right now. Anyone who's involved in the results side of our business, you know, we should be feeling pressure right now and should be demonstrating, you know, why next year isn't going to look like this year.
All right. So
can I ask you again, are players playing for jobs? I appreciate, because you guys all have taken accountability. Paulo has, Pat has, you have, everybody who has a platform. Mm-hmm. What about the players? Because they kick a ball.
It applies to the players. It applies to the players. It applies to the coaches. It applies to myself. It applies to Pat. So the players aren't removed from it. They're part of it. And so, yes, the answer is yes.
All right. So players have, in these final games, 8 or 9 games to make an impression on the coaching staff. And if you want to be in and around, there's other really interesting things in there. I do ask Asher about, when certain players are at a club for a long time and the bar gets low, human nature sometimes draws you into that area. In other words, I'm coming off COVID. I've got some fatigue and I have a couple, and this may not be the best example, but I've got headaches and all. And yesterday I just said, you know what? I'm not laying around anymore. I'm not contagious. I'm going to go start exercising. I'm going to change my mentality to, hey, stop the oh, woe is me, and, I don't feel good, and I need to rest. No, I'm going to go out, and I'm going to do a 45-minute walk. I'm going to lift some weights. I'm going to stretch. You want to know something? I feel better today. Now, I'm not saying that's the recipe for everybody, but I guess my point is that, if you are at a club that's been down as a player for a long time, you may embody certain things mentally, and maybe a change is good for you. Maybe it's good for Memo Rodriguez to go to another club. Maybe it's good for Matias Vera to go to another club. And I'm not insinuating anything here, or maybe I am. But what I'm trying to say is that a change of environment can also work for players and club. But sometimes you got to change your mentality. Look at Manchester United. That team is leaderless. I don't care that Cristiano Ronaldo's there. That team is leaderless. Who is the leader of that team? And if I remember correctly, on his way out, I do believe that Ralf Rangnick said this club needs 10 players and it needs a leader. It doesn't have a leader. It's hard to believe that you would say that about Manchester United. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. I got more on United in a little bit here, but we're going to talk about the Dynamo Montreal game. We're going to break through that. We'll do that in the next segment. We're going to stick in the first segment here to a couple general topics, and maybe we're going to lean a little bit more to the international. So let's start, because my producer, we have a newfound interest around here, around Arsenal, because I love the passion that Andrew has for them. All right, so let's go to our centerpiece, our main man. Let's go to goal number one, Gabriel Jesus. Jesus.
Xhaka, it's all very tight for Arsenal, but that is absolutely brilliant! The Gunners' marquee marksman is off the mark, Gabriel Jesus.
All right, you got to love this guy, and I'll tell you why. Because number one, he could have stayed in the comfort zone at Man City, could have won probably another Premier League title, the third in a row. But he's testing himself. He wants to be the main man. He's living up to it right now. And I'm going to go back to you, Andrew, and just say that goal on a standing foot, to clip it and caress it in that moment with that many players around him, closing him down from different angles, that is spectacular.
There are a lot of players who will have the audacity to try something like that. But there are a significantly fewer number of players who have the talent and ability to pull it off. And look, we saw him score a fair number of goals for Manchester City, but some of the stuff that he's displayed in the preseason and in his first two Premier League appearances with Arsenal, I don't know if I saw him do this kind of stuff for City all the time. Maybe he does it for Brazil. I don't watch him play for Brazil a significant amount of the time, so I couldn't tell you, Glenn. But I think we're seeing a player who has been thrust into a role with greater responsibility and is relishing that responsibility and the chance to take on a greater role in leadership, and in terms of, hey, you need me to be the center man and score the goals, grab the assists, all of that. And thus far, he seems to be thriving in it, and
he's killing
it's been great.
He's killing it. But look, here's the other thing I would toss into this. I would put into this too. Think about, you said responsibility. And the opportunity is the word I'm going to use to bring Arsenal back to glory and Champions League glory. These types of opportunities don't come around all the time. And the fact that he's grabbed it, now look, it's a small sample size. It's two games. But the man looks truly motivated. All right, let's go to the manager, Arteta, and he talks about the man of the match, Gabriel Jesus.
It's what he brings to the team. It's that energy, that passion, that threat. You have the feeling that something's going to happen. He's very intuitive. He's very reliable every time you have to use him, and I'm delighted to have him.
All right, Arteta now on the expectations of Gabriel Jesus.
Well, I expect what I know of him and we all expect from him is that he has the same level of work rate and enthusiasm that he brings to the team. And then he's going to put the ball in the net because it's in his nature.
So there you go. We didn't bring him here just for show. He's coming here to make a difference, to lead us to glory, to be that difference maker that allows us to be in the top four. And you know what? Imagine if you had that guy down the stretch last year, you'd probably be making Champions League money right now. All right, Manchester City, they get another result. Let's go to Kevin De Bruyne.
Oh, now it's opening up. Foden to De Bruyne. Haaland ahead of him. De Bruyne keeps going. De Bruyne! Oh! That is brilliant from Kevin De Bruyne.
I think I'm just going to play a De Bruyne soundbite every show. I think we probably might need to do that. All right, Leeds United gave up a late goal to Kyle Walker-Peters of Southampton. This is Team America. This is Jesse Marsh, our guy Tyler Adams, who's going to hold it down in the middle of the field and cutter for us, the U.S. national team. This team also has Brendan Aaronson, formerly of the Philadelphia Union. This is Southampton's tying goal here from Kyle Walker-Peters.
Lovely threaded ball through Walker-Peters. Can he make the most of it? He can! Southampton back level from 2-0 down to 2-2.
By the way, Rachel Daly loves Leeds United, growing up a Leeds fan. Here's Jesse Marsh, the former coach of Montreal in Major League Soccer, talking about his Leeds squad making a step forward.
We would hope that when we're up 2-0, even away from home, that we would be able to close out the match. But obviously, we weren't able to do that. We're going to get more guys fit, and we'll then be able to, I think, come with more power off the bench in some of these matches. But the feeling I have is major disappointment to give away 2 points, but also really positive that you can see we have a good team and the belief in the group is strong and the clarity is the way we want to play. So for me, even though it's only 1 point, it's still a big step forward for us.
So Jesse reminds us that you may not get the desired results, but there is still a way forward sometimes when you don't get the result that you want. So I think as soccer fans, you do want to think about that. Let's go to Liverpool 1-1 with Crystal Palace. This was yesterday. Wilfried Zaha, and I'm telling you, this was against the run of the play. I watched this whole game. This is totally against the run of the play here, but he puts Palace up 1-0.
Now for Zaha. Played through for Crystal Palace on the counter-attack here. Zaha puts it away.
Yeah, so there it is, 1-0. And then the newbie, Luis Diaz, with another one of his patented remarkable goals. This is a fun player to watch. He's sort of replacing Sadio Mane. This will level it at 1-1.
Oh, the ball into the middle. The Nunez ball isn't on now, so they're taking the low road. Oh, and that's the way to do it. Luis Diaz comes up with an absolute pearler.
The newbie Nunez, though, would see the red mist.
Oh, we don't have the call for
oh,
that.
Oh, we
Glenn.
Don't. No, oh, that's Jurgen. Okay, yeah. So let's get Jurgen Klopp on the Nunez red card, which basically dropped them to 10 men. By the way, the goal from Diaz came after he got sent off. So that goal came with 10 men. I know there was a lot of guys out at Hugh O'Connor's and the Liverpool supporters group. So let's hear from Jurgen Klopp on the red card from Nunez.
I will talk to him. It makes no sense when I talk now too much about it in public. You see it. It's absolutely not the reaction you want to see. The challenge in the center halves and the Premier League will do that to him. They want to have him. He's a handful himself. And yeah, that's not a reaction.
All right, so City's got 6 points. Arsenal's got 6 points. Liverpool has 2 from 2 games. And you know what? Jurgen Klopp's not worried. Here's his sound about not being worried about only picking up 2 points.
It's not that we want it, but that's the moment, actually, my least of my problems, because, like I said, we have our own situation. It's really tricky in the moment with injuries and players with the little things and how you manage them and all those kind of things. So we have to use the next week to maybe bring one or two back. I'm not sure if we can do that, but now we lost Darwin today. That doesn't help. But Bobby might be ready for next week again. So, yeah. It's not a concern, it's just a start. In the end, if you have 2 points in August and it's in May, then it's difficult. But now, in the moment, it's fine.
All right, we're going to take a break here. We're going to roll on here with Soccer Matters here. By the way, as we go to break, Tomas Martinez's car was burned. The former Dynamo midfielder and his teammates had their cars burned in Argentina. This was after his club, Aldo Civi, apparently... was at training. They parked their cars there. They went to a game in the city of Mar del Plata. Their cars at the training facility were burned. Team is facing potential relegation. 27th place, second to last in the Argentine Championship after 13 rounds. 5 cars were set on fire, players and also staff. Santiago Silva said, quote, "I never experienced anything like this," the striker for the team. "We can't get used to things like this." Now, isn't it interesting that U.S. media all over the country picked up this story? They don't ever talk about a game in Argentina, but they will talk when people's cars are torched. All right. Don't get me going here. 713-780-3776. We're going to take your phone calls when we come back. Big reminder, a big thank you to John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. And we're going to introduce a new sponsor tonight as well. When we come back, we'll take a break at Soccer Matters, presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, let me tell you about a new sponsor, Kobos. It's down in Edo. This is a really cool guy, Raul Jacobo. Came to me, said he wants to sponsor the show. He got great food and drink there. This is a great, great sports sort of bar/restaurant. It's 2012 Rusk. I think a lot of you have been there. He's a huge Barcelona fan. They got the birra tacos. They got the barbecue quesadillas. They do stuff with boudin. Really, really cool place. It's Kobos. And we really thank them for coming on as partners here. We're going to do a lot of cool events, I believe, down there. The food and drink there hits the mark. This is a great Houston story because Raul, you know, started with a food truck, took it to the next level. It's right in the shadows of the stadium. It's Kobos 2012 Rusk. I was down there the other day. And, you know, I'm not a day drinker, you know, but I did a shot with Raul down there during the day the other day. And, you know, it was kind of fun. You know, breaking the mold a little bit. Not quite like you being up 24/7 in Vegas, Andrew, but Kobos is going to be a great spot. I'm looking forward to getting down there and eating some of their food. I'm going to go down there tomorrow again. How was Vegas? I know, look, you work hard, you play hard. I think you're suffering a little today, but you're delivering.
Yeah, I mean, my eyes probably look a little better than they did 36 hours ago. I looked like a raccoon when we got back in town Sunday night. But it's been really fun last 3 or 4 days, but that comes at the expense of some energy too. So ready to get a full night's rest tonight for sure.
Hey, how about this from Elon Musk? My great friend Victor of the Striker just sent me. He says on Twitter, "Also, I'm buying Manchester United. You're welcome, Elon Musk."
Hope it goes better than his buying of Twitter.
How about that? All right, let's keep things going here. So a big thank you to Kobos. You're going to hear from Raul Jacobo a little bit later on the show. Again, Soccer Matters presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, our presenting sponsor. Let's go to the phone lines. Finn, what do you have to say?
Hey, Glenn, how are you feeling? I didn't know you had COVID.
I'm feeling great. Today was a big turning point. I had a little extended stuff like everybody, you know, that kind of hangs on. Andrew had it too. But I'm doing good. I did miss one of the Dynamo games, and thankfully Matt Peterson filled in. But feeling great and looking forward to a great week of soccer talk and some live games with the Dynamo at Colorado, and then I'm doing a UT game up in Austin.
Very nice. Glad to hear you're feeling better.
Thank you.
The reason I was calling, I know you're up on social media, Twitter, Instagram, and all that, and there's been a really strong push with hashtag Naga out in regards to Paulo Nagamoro. Are you familiar with all this? See any of this?
Of course. All this stuff flows to me in all kinds of different ways. Yep.
Okay, so his performance this year, what do you think the chances are of him coming back right now? Do you think, like, the criticism is undue? Do you think it's part of the process of rebuilding the team and him being a new coach? What are your thoughts on his chances of returning this year? Because I'm firmly Nagamura in. I want him to stay. But I'd like to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, my gut, he's not going anywhere. Why would he go anywhere? He's a first-year coach. Why would you not give him room to make mistakes? Remember Josh Wolf in Austin last year? Everybody wanted him out, all the soccer brains. Yeah, they don't want him out now. He's a freaking hero in Austin right now based on the way they're playing, the goals they're scoring, and the games that they are winning. I think it's an overreaction. We have to look at it in the context of the big picture. It's a first-year coach. You'll get some insight from Asher Mendelson, the technical director, later in the show. We got a long interview with him. They're trying to create a culture. There's accountability. We can look at anything we want. We can decide who we want to be the scapegoat. Pat Onstad hired him. Do you want to make Pat the scapegoat, or does he get a free pass because he's the former Dynamo goalkeeper? Or do you go to the owner? I mean, you can pick whoever you want. I think we all know this was not a quick fix. I think we all know we wish we were in a better place right now because the stated goal was the playoffs. For me, I don't want to listen to the playoff talk. I know you have to say that to a fan base. Team's not going to make the playoffs, okay, unless there's divine intervention, okay? What I want to look at is I want to look at game by game, people playing for jobs. I don't know if you're going to get much more out of this team. Let's try to trend it upward and finish the season on a positive note. And I hope there'll be more people in the building. There has to be the addition of new players. I think there's players that need a change of scenery. But, you know, Nagamura out, to me, that's ridiculous. Look, he made a change in the last game. He went to five across the back. It backfired because Lapalainen scored the game-winning goal. These things happen. He tried something. I think it made it a lot more difficult on Hector Herrera and Coco Carrasquilla in midfield. But at that point, the idea was then to invite them in and then try and get in behind them, which pretty much was a lot of what the Dynamo did in that game. So Nagamura out. Look, the fan is allowed to talk. The fan is allowed to do anything they want. I don't see that's not happening. That's not happening because the man needs a second year and he needs opportunity. And he is also allowed to make mistakes as well. So, you know, we can talk about it all we want, but I find it kind of comical that we go directly to a coach too. Right.
Yeah. There's a lot of working parts here, including the guy that's on your show later. I mean, there's so many different people, like you said, you could scapegoat, but yeah, I'm with you. I think he needs to stay, and I think we've seen some positive aspects of the change in, you know, tactics. It's just we're not able to score yet. I think when those pieces are in play, that's when we look at it.
It's still a team that has to crystallize to me. You know, I get front foot and all that. Front foot's just a general statement. Being competitive, I'm almost a little bit tired, Finn, to be honest with you, hearing about, you know, we got to be fiery. We got to make it a fortress. I mean, every freaking team in this league says the same thing. Make it a fortress. Front foot. I mean, it's like somebody sent a memo out in MLS, right? These are prerequisites. These are things that, I'm sorry, you don't sign a player unless they have fire in their belly and they're competitive, right? And I know it's a lot harder than that, but you know, you're turning around a culture that has a lot of people that I think in a lot of ways had a very low bar. And I think that's both on and off the field. And again, I don't want to beat a dead horse here, but I've lived this thing. I've got institutional knowledge. I've lived it. I've seen it. I felt it. I feel it every game. I want to win too. You think I like being a commentator of a team that doesn't win and doesn't make the playoffs for the amount of years? Come on. I mean, you know, we hurt. I hurt very much after that 2-1 game that was thrown away in Vancouver because I felt for the players because they were the better team for 82 minutes and they deserved to win that game and they couldn't see it out. But when things happen repeatedly, you do have to make changes. And, you have to entrust the new group that's in there because they're not going anywhere. And they get an opportunity to turn it around. And I think they got in there and they probably found out, wow, this is a lot more difficult than maybe even we thought from the outside. And you still have to get to know Houston. It's a lot of people that need to get to know Houston. With all due respect. Just because you played here 12 years ago doesn't mean you know the current climate of the youth community and all kinds of things. You have to give these men time. And I think they do deserve that. Finn, thank you very much for the call.
Thank you, Glenn.
All right.
Good work, man. Love listening to you.
I appreciate it. All right. So does anybody have anything counter to say to me? Doesn't mean I'm right. 713-780-3776. Somebody call in and tell me why you think Paulo Nagamura, first-year coach, a young coach, should be relieved of his job. Tell me. I mean, everybody's big and bold on the internet. It's... 713-780-3776. All you guys that have podcasts, call in and have a take, man. Jeez. Just don't sit in your little world and come on the show and say something like Finn just did. And by the way, you're allowed to disagree. Disagree. 713-780-3776. All right, let's have some fun. All right, so let's go back to the Dynamo. 12th minute. Let's start off with the Hector Herrera ball to Sebas Ferreira. Now, this is a fantastic goal. This is a goal that can stand up in any league, and we'll continue to take calls. I'd like somebody to call. 703-780-3776. This is a goal that stands up in any league. There's a lot of elements to it. The very first element, and my partner on the broadcast picked it out, Eddie Robinson. Bartlow was going to stand over this free kick, and you could see Hector Herrera come over and just say, hey, son, go back to the center back position. I'll take the restart. He does the restart. He plays it short and hits this ridiculous ball to Herrera. Here's what it sounded like in the 12th minute.
Herrera, and again, there's that measured pass over distance. What a ball from Hector Herrera. Herrera, yes! Spectacular! It's Route 1. Hector Herrera. Sebas Ferreira, what a start in Houston.
So that was the 12th minute. Now, the range of passing of Hector Herrera is pretty unreal. So I got two things to say about this. Number one, Hector Herrera is being asked to do too much right now. He's asked to be an aide. He's asked to be a playmaker. It's too much because he's the star that he is. You're going to get the best out of him, I believe. This is just my opinion, and if you have a differing opinion, I want to hear from you. Play him deep. He can hit that ball. Everybody's going to have to honor his ball over distance. It may get lines of opponents to drop back a little bit deeper, give you a little bit more room to play through midfield. He can't be a Swiss Army knife. He's an older player. Let him orchestrate. Let him be the general. And get the right players around him and in front of him. And your investment's going to pay off there. Sebas Ferreira, and I know there's a lot of people that have bagged on him. He scored a spectacular goal there, by the way, to eliminate Rudy Camacho, the CF Montreal defender. It's an unbelievable play. He has scored some unbelievable goals this year. Halfway line goal, a couple of headers that were pretty impressive. You have seen enough from him to know that if he gets two better players around him, guess what? That guy's a 15-plus goal scorer, in my opinion, and a good signing by the Houston Dynamo. Now, because of the current roster and not enough around him up front, there was a bit of a gamble there because it hasn't turned out to be good enough, all the wide men. And I would even say Darwin, who I love, Darwin Quintero, and I'm saying all this respectfully, hasn't been enough. Team needs a younger playmaker that can play 90 minutes, that can see games out for you, and you don't have to dance with how many minutes can we get out of Darwin. It's not effective. It's hard. It was a risk. It's okay. These guys have to be allowed the opportunity to take risks. All right, we got a break here in a minute. I want to quickly get to Ian Veery of the Liverpool Supporters Group. This is really something special here. I want to thank him up front already because they've been raising some money for the Snowdrop Foundation. Alex, you stay with me. You'll be the first call after break. Ian, welcome to the show. And first of all, thanks to you and the Liverpool Supporters Group for all that you've done here in raising some money for the Snowdrop Foundation, a 501c charity.
Glenn, you're absolutely welcome. It's something we felt that as a supporters group in the community, we wanted to do something for the community. And obviously supporting your charity and the one that supports kids with pediatric cancer, we couldn't think of a better charity to donate some money to. And each membership that we sell this year, $1 of that is going directly to the Snowdrop Foundation. So we just decided that would be a really good thing to do as part of our new year as we start the new season, which actually I think we started a little bit better than Liverpool have.
This is a great fundraising plan. You know why? Houston's got 7.5 million people. If we can get 7 million of them, this is a $7 million donation from the Houston Supporters Group, Liverpool.
I like that.
So real quick, Ian, and Ian's been a great supporter of this, and so has Houston LFC, and we thank them over at Hugh O'Connor's. Real quick, just give me your Cliff Notes version before we go to break of the Liverpool 1-1 draw.
Absolutely dominated the game. We couldn't score a goal. We are vulnerable with the way we high press with a high line to a counter attack that actually Crystal Palace, to be fair to them, played absolutely perfectly. And we just a little gnat got beat, and that was it. We just couldn't recover. And Darwin, a little bit of a hothead. Hopefully, you know, that Uruguayan influence isn't too much going to continue. But I think he'll learn from that. He's a young player. I think he's actually going to be really good for us. And Diaz with an absolute worldie to put us back at 1-1. So yeah. 2 points out of two games. It's not where we wanted to be, but, you know, we go again.
Ian, thank you so much. Thank you for the donation from the Houston Liverpool Supporters Group. It's Houston LFC. By the way, hit us with your Twitter and any other information for people that want to join the Liverpool Supporters Group.
Okay, so, yeah, we're Houston LFC. If you just Google that, we'll find our page. And incidentally, we have Sammy Lee is going to be with us a week on Monday at 7 p.m. He's actually coming in, and he's had influence on a lot of clubs. Bolton, Crystal Palace, Everton, Liverpool, of course, the England set up with Sam Allardyce. So if there's any fans out there that support and follow any of their clubs, we're also selling tickets for that fundraiser on our website as well, Houston LFC. And that's also Twitter and Facebook and Instagram.
You can count me in on that. Sammy Lee coming to Houston. How about that? Great job from the Liverpool Supporters Group.
We're really looking forward to that. I think it's going to be a night of some fantastic stories, especially the amount of time he spent with Big Sam.
Yeah, you're going to get some good ones there. Ian, thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Glenn, it's always a pleasure. Great show, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, that's Ian Veery. Great stuff there. A moment here for John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm are personal injury attorneys. They're committed to working for you 24/7. By the way, they are the presenting sponsors of this show. If you get in a car, boat, motorcycle accident, there's nowhere else you go. You go to the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. By the way, in Austin, it's DaspitLawAustin.com. Here in Houston, you call 713-322-HURT. Don't worry, they are bilingual. They support Soccer Matters. They support the great game of soccer. Also, a big thank you to our new sponsor, Kobos. This is the legendary Grandmaster Flash in the Furious Five. This is White Lines. We'll take a break when we come back. Alex, you are up first.
Bass.
Ooh, white. White. Ooh, white.
97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
First and foremost, when I took over, I inherited a group of guys that were already there, right? And an identity and a culture you establish is not from one day to the other. And it's a long process. And I can say right now that the culture and identity is there, but a lot of times you don't change the character and the personality of players that we have in the squad. They can feed, they cannot feed. So it's going to be a process. You want to change the culture and identity, but you add pieces that is going to. That's going to be the core group of that identity and that culture.
Yeah, translation, maybe there from Paulo, is your culture and identity is made up of the pieces that are there. You set the bar as the leaders of the competitive side. But you also will seek out people that will help you to carry out that culture and identity. And there still needs to be pieces that are brought in. I don't think there's any question. As we welcome you back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5, presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. That was Led Zeppelin, Good Times, Bad Times. Let's go to the phone lines, 713-780-3776. Alex, what do you have, Alex?
Hey, Glenn, appreciate you taking my call and appreciate the job you guys do every week. The little segue that you had right now kind of walks into the comment I had, which is about the roster and primarily about some of the younger players that haven't seen a lot of minutes. I know Paolo's experience was with SKC too, and he, I guess, helped funnel players into the first team over there. Should we be looking at trying to see what we have with at least our better players in Dynamo Dos to try to see if they can contribute next year? And then the other question I had is, I don't know if you've been out there to see them play, but they had a pretty close and exciting, emotional game this past weekend, and you could tell that all those kids were playing with a lot of heart. So I wonder if that's something that, you know, maybe some of that culture that's been talked about right now, we see some of the front office people like Pat and even Paolo and some of the players out there on Sunday. So I think maybe that's something that's trickling down over there. Again, thanks again.
Okay, thank you, Alex. Well, that's culture building. I mean, you have to be paying attention to your reserve team now. This is a big bonus for the Dynamo to finally get a reserve team. I think they're doing a very good job there. It's helped, obviously, the first team. It's a missing piece. It's going to organically flow top players to the Houston Dynamo in the area, I think. The other very good thing about this is, you know, a guy like Ethan Bartlow got minutes down there. That helped prepare him for the first team. You saw Micah Silva come on and get some minutes as a fifth defender in the game that was just completed against CF Montreal. So there's a lot of good things there. I don't know if you were asking if the last, you know, we got, 9 games to go. I don't know if you're asking, you know, should we start playing the kids? I don't know. There are a lot of very good young talents. Brooklyn Reigns, I think, is one. Everybody's seen the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. So, look, for years and years and years, we have not utilized the academy. It has not reaped benefits for the first team. You look at what Philadelphia does. You look at what New York does. You look at what FC Dallas does and others. And when you bring players through as homegrowns, they are cheap labor. And that helps you in this business of competing in MLS. And to not have that element coming through, especially in a city of 7.5 million people, it's just insanity. I mean, you got to think at some point, dumb luck, a couple players are going to get through. And that's going to happen now, I believe. Guy like Brooklyn Reigns, the Dynamo did good business to go out and get him from, I think, Real Salt Lake. Some of these players are being brought in from out of market, but we've got to produce our own here. There's just way too much talent, and I don't know why that's never occurred. But Dynamo 2 or Dynamo Dose or your reserve team, whatever you want to call it, is a huge advantage now. And it's going to allow for a lot of other things to happen. And I think the benefits will be reaped in another 2-3 years. And look, another thing is when you're Tab Ramos last year, we heard the same thing. Oh, you know, all his great experience with youth and the under 20 national team. Paulo Nagamura's coming in, experience with younger players in Kansas City. But you got to remember, these guys have the pressure of winning now. That's why we have not seen also as much ability to have opportunity. You're not like Seattle last year, where you can play a 16 and 18 year old and a 19 year old on the road in Austin and still get a result. We want to develop players like the Philadelphia Union that at 18 years of age have the respect of their teammates, have the confidence of their coaches to be able to go on a field and not be out there for gesture, to be out there because they are worthy of being out there because of what they've done in the development of their soccer career and how they've been nurtured along and polished as a gem, okay? And that's the thing about the Union in that game that the Dynamo lost. When you saw players come on the field, those 18-year-olds taking free kicks, McGlynn, you are looking at players that are treated like everybody else to a degree in the area of confidence, ability, and support. And, you know, we're playing catch-up in all these areas, and you got to know that. And that's why you're not going to fire Paulo Nagamura. You're going to allow him the opportunity to make mistakes and move forward. At some point, there is a line of demarcation where, you know, a coach is going to have more pressure, and that's probably going to be next year. Because I don't think the owner of this team, Ted Siegel, he's in it to win. He wants to win. He wants to be competitive. He wants to create a great environment for the fan base. He's sinking money into it, and it's not over yet. So there we go. All right, so let's get back to the Dynamo game. Let's go to the 15th minute, Ramel Kyoto from the penalty spot.
Kyoto against Clark, and Kyoto goes the other direction. Clark had guessed where he went against Inter Miami, and it is now 1-1.
All right, so that's in the 15th minute. Unfortunately, that came a couple of minutes after the incredible goal the Dynamo put together between Hector Herrera and Sebas Ferrer. Now, Steve Clark, I'm going to just say this. I think he's got a bit of a shoulder problem. You know, he doesn't look as confident totally to me as he did at the early part of the year. The early part of the year, at times, to me, looked unbeatable. So I don't know if he's carrying a little bit of an injury. That I don't know. 28th minute, the Dynamo don't clear their lines. Okay, this is a very similar goal to maybe one of the ones that was conceded in Vancouver that cost points. Piette will then whip a one-time ball to Alistair Johnston. Here's what it sounded like on AT&T Sportsnet.
Piette whips a good ball in. It's a shot that's a finish. What a spectacular goal from Alistair Johnston. And you have to credit Samuel Piette for quickly whipping that ball to his feet, and he picks out the far side netting.
8 minutes later, 36th minute, it goes to 2-2. Quintero out to Rodriguez. He whips in a very good cross. Steris, the center back, will score. Daniel Steris, he holds off a defender with his strength and power, sweeps it in.
Whipped in ball. That is a great ball and a great goal. Crossing and finishing at its best. And how about that? That's your center back, Daniel Steris, who scores a tying goal here.
2-2 at the half. Nice crowd on hand for this one. 55th minute, Sebas Ferrer would hit the crossbar. 69th minute, though, this is where, after the Dynamo and Paulo Nagamura go to the five at the back, you know, five at the back. Well, I mean, look, that means somebody's got to score a goal in front of you. Guess what? CF Montreal scores a goal in front of you.
Lapalainen now. He's gotten a lot of the ball. Lapalainen trying to break through and scores. How does that happen?
Seventh road win for Montreal. They're a great MLS story. So if we're looking for examples of year two coaches that make things happen, you quickly look to Josh Wolf in Austin, and you look to Wilfried Nancy at Montreal. All right, more on Kobos. Here's Raul Jacobo.
All right, a quick moment here for one of our newest sponsors. It's Kobos down in Edo. Raul Jacobo and his wife own this beautiful place. He's Houston-born and raised. There's a great Edo vibe down there. We're going to talk about the Berea tacos. We're going to talk about the barbecue quesadillas. We're going to talk about a great sports bar with a huge Houston vibe with the man himself. Raul joins us now. Raul, first of all, thank you very much for partnering with Soccer Matters. I am super excited.
Lynn, definitely the honor's all mine, man. I could not think of a better person to represent the city and especially kind of the same passion that we have, right? Yours obviously is more well known, whereas to mine, you know, I've kind of buried myself in work for the last decade, but I am a huge, huge soccer fan. So specifically Barcelona.
Yeah, I wanted to let people know that. You like the Dynamo too. Your father was a former professional soccer player. There's a lot of soccer connection here. I'll say it right now. If you have a supporters group and you need a home, I would go talk to Raul and be the first one there because this place is gorgeous. I love the inside. It's clean. It's just a really, really cool vibe. Great parking. And I want to take you into the menu, though. Tell me about the family connection with the menu and the Berea tacos and the quesadillas.
Okay, so our birria tacos is not a Googled recipe. It's not, you know what I mean, you know, something that we had to look up. It's actually a family recipe. Growing up, you know, we were lucky we ate birria maybe once a year. You know, I mean, that's just how things were. And obviously it was served in a different form. We do it, you know, in the more trendy form of tacos, right? Kind of quesadilla style tacos. But I mean, it is a family recipe and we, you know, we definitely take pride in that. As far as our quesadillas go, we kind of just went fusion with it. You know, I mean, we were already known for our barbecue, for our smoked brisket and ribs. And it's now, however, you know, we kind of went away from that, went more the fusion route, went more what was just easy to eat, right? Like it's not that easy to eat a big entree of you know, ribs and chicken and have, and I'm not knocking it. It's just, you know, we just decided to go a different route. We know what our demographic is and you know, who our customers are, man. So, you know, our claim to fame really is our birria and our brisket boudin mac quesadilla. It's smoked boudin. It's our homemade queso that's also smoked. It's our smoked brisket in there. So, I mean, it's, you know, I mean, that's, there you have it, man.
I love how you weave the boudin in there, too, because I love boudin. I knew nothing about it until I moved to the South. We're talking about Cobos. They're in Edo. We're talking to Raul Jacobo. He is the owner. He is the man that runs this place. It's 2012 Rusk. They are going to partner with us on Soccer Matters. Truly excited about it. I think the other thing is that you and me connected on at lunch was, you know, you're Houston born and raised. You started this from scratch. I love that story. That's kind of the same thing with this radio show. I mean, I started on public radio. So you and I really vibed and connected right away because of kind of the way we have both built our businesses.
Correct. Correct. And, you know, I could definitely.
And I will add passion, our passion.
Correct. Correct. Yeah. I mean, you definitely got to throw that in there. I mean, Glenn, I'm going to be honest with you. It, you know, usually, you know, whenever I speak with someone, I mean, within the first, what, maybe 2 to 5 minutes, you'll know if it's going to be a good fit, if it's not going to be a good fit. And if it's not, hey, man, you know, thanks for coming by and, you know, good luck with what you're doing. But, man, I mean, seriously, you know, just, you know, us having lunch together and you know, you telling me kind of your background, me telling you mine, our family's military as well. And, you know, just a lot of things, man. I was like, you know what, this is going to be a really good fit. I love my city. I built this place out. My wife and I built this place out as customers, not as owners. And so, you know, we try to make it, you know, as customer friendly as we can, man. And we really just hope, you know, that we make the city proud, you know. And so, man, I'm really just excited to you know, for what we got going on. And hopefully we can bring a new passion and a new home for, you know, for Dynamo fans, for football fans in general. You know, the World Cup's coming up. So, you know, we got to do something about that as well.
We will do something about that. And we're looking at live shows. We're gonna have some real fun. Raul Jacobo, it is Cobos in Edo. Big thanks to him for becoming a sponsor with his business of our show. And we're going to do everything to get people in the doors there and be excited about it. And I will say this again, if you are a soccer supporters group in Houston, whatever your team is, Europe, La Liga, Dynamo, I would be hitting Raul up to become the in-house supporters group for Cobos. Anything else before we let you go? Maybe a website address, Raul.
Yeah, so our social media in general is whether it's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, it's Cobos Q, COBOS Q U E. Our website is Kobos HTX. It is under construction. We literally just hired new social managers and a new website designer and all that. So we just kind of hope, you know, probably about 2 weeks, everything should be up and running, up and good to go. I mean, but we're right here, man. We're right here, stone's throw away from PNC, stone's throw away from Minute Maid, you know, right down the street from the Rockets. Come by, guys, come by.
Perfect and, location. What is your Twitter handle?
Kobos Q, KobosQue.
There it is, Kobos Q. He is the man. He is Raul Jacobo. We appreciate your sponsorship of the great sport of Soccer Matters, and ESPN 97.5. Raul, thank you for joining us, and we will talk soon.
Thank you, bud. You have a great one.
Hey, by the way, I haven't done a shot of tequila during the day in a long time. You got me to do it. Thank you for that.
Hey, don't worry about it, man. I took one for you right before I came on.
Have a good one, Raul. Thank you.
You too, buddy. You too.
All right, that's Kobos in Edo.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.